content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Hugh Bennett from North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Triangle Business Journal. Today's program is underwritten by Highwoods Properties. With its headquarters in Raleigh, North Carolina, Highwoods, a real estate investment trust, is committed to making our communities better places to live and work. Highwoods can be reached at 866-449-6637. Our cover story this week, Community Champion Awards, Strengthening Communities. Tammy Hall Roberts, who guides the Raleigh-Durham Airport Authority, is one of many leaders looking to lift the triangle to new heights. Before the cover story, we'll read the biz section. Biz is written by managing editor Dane Huffman. Fast-growing pizza chain to expand. The wood-fired concept that began in 2014 now eyes Bull City location. A fast-growing pizza brand that has found a niche in Raleigh is expanding to Durham next. Timber Pizza opened in Raleigh in October 2024 at 627 East Whitaker Mill Road. Co-founder Chris Brady said it fits the intimate neighborhood-friendly feel that the chain wants to maintain. Timber Pizza, featuring a wood-fired pizza oven, began as a mobile operation in 2014 and then opened its first restaurant in Washington, D.C. in 2016. Brady and Andrew Dana were looking to do something different than their careers at the time and thought they could find a way to make a better pizza. The Raleigh franchise, owned by Mark Barrett and Kathleen Sears, is their fifth franchise store, and Barrett and Sears will open the sixth in Durham. Franchising has given us a great chance to expand rapidly while also building relationships, Brady said. He said the franchise fee is $40,000, and Timber Pizza looks for people with a net worth of at least $500,000. Given the brand's Washington roots, expanding to the Triangle made sense. Brady said his mother graduated from UNC Chapel Hill, and so he knew the area and how fast it's growing. From here, he sees branching out to other markets such as Charlotte and Asheville, and beyond as long as the supply chains and logistics work. The Durham location will be downtown at the Shops at Y Junction, joining Atomic Clock Brewing Company and Bull City Running Company. Brady said the restaurant, which will span 2,000 square feet, hopes to open later this year. Brady said Timber Pizza has been able to navigate any challenges related to tariffs so far, but also noted that pizza, a relatively inexpensive product, is a great option in an uncertain economy. People really are conscious with their dollars these days. A Charlotte buyer, Dock 1053 fetches major sales price. It wasn't long ago that the property that is now Dock 1053 was a rusting grocery warehouse in the center of Raleigh that dated to 1955. But Grub Ventures turned the area into a destination in 2015, with lively spots like Linwood Brewing Concern and Hummingbird attracting loyal following to the quirky space. Now Charlotte developer Beacon Partners has acquired Dock 1053 for $35 million, according to Wake County deed records. The off-market transaction came after Beacon bought the warehouse property at 2315 Atlantic Avenue, directly north of Dock 1053 in May, for $20.75 million. Walker Gorham, managing partner at Beacon, said the company gave Grub Ventures an unsolicited offer for the 181,000-square-foot site after buying the Atlantic Avenue property. It ultimately ended up working out, he said. New Marathon and more coming to Durham. It's not too late to get in shape with a new marathon coming to Durham on May 2nd. The Garmin Marathon Series will make Durham its third event when the race loops around Durham and Research Triangle Park. The event will also include a half marathon, 10K, and 5K. The event will begin at the American Tobacco Campus and include many of the area's landmarks, including Duke University. Angelique Stallings, the chair of the board of the Durham Sports Commission, said, "This is a major win for the Bull City and marks a milestone in our ongoing efforts to showcase Durham as a premier sporting destination." The event will be a qualifier for the Boston Marathon. In Briar Creek, ex-Applebee's site to become Mexican spot. A former Applebee's in Raleigh's Briar Creek will have a new concept. The Torres family is planning to open Cabo Mexican Cuisine in the Briar Creek Commons Shopping Center soon. "My dad was waiting for that building for literally 15 years, Alex Torres said. Members of the Torres family live in Wilson and own a handful of El Tapatio restaurants in the area. Alex Torres's father, Alvaro, purchased the former Applebee's in 2023 for $3.65 million, according to records. We wanted it to be easy and accessible from the airport, Alex Torres said. Home inside the Raleigh Beltline sells for $5.2 million. One of the largest homes inside the Raleigh Beltline has sold for $5.2 million. The 10,399-square-foot home on West Lake Drive, equipped with 5 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms, was put on the market in late January 2024 for $8.6 million. The buyer, according to Wake County Deed Records, is 2441 WLDR LLC, of which Thomas J. Seagrave, Jr. is listed as the registered agent. Seagrave is the founder and CEO of Fly Exclusive, a charter-slash-fractional jet operator based in Kinston. We will turn now to our cover story, Community Champion Awards. Across the Triangle, these leaders are making a difference with professional careers that spill over into community impact. In the Lifetime Achievement category, our first community champion is Tammy Hall Roberts. She rises to lead the board at RDU. The article is written by Lauren Onasorge. From small town Arkansas to the Bull City, Tammy Hall Roberts has followed the same winding path for her entire career, a dogged mission to increase opportunity access for small and minority businesses. And it's making an impact. Hall Roberts said she's been approached by entrepreneurs whose lives have been changed by programs she started and initiatives she led. Yes, we're in some challenging times, but we've been here before, and it's just an opportunity for us, Hall Roberts said. Through her career, she stayed true to her core, she said. It's that ethos that earned her the 2025 Community Champion Lifetime Achievement Award. In the end, we know it makes us a better community, it makes us a better state, when all of us have access and opportunities, she said. Hall Roberts is originally from Arkadelphia, Arkansas, the daughter of a military veteran. She was the only girl among 7 children with early aspirations of being a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Going into college at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, an HBCU, studying business was a given. When she wasn't cheering, she was working. She spent her summers learning the ins and outs of accounting at a local unemployment office, and after college, she scored a coveted interview with consulting firm Arthur Anderson, LLP, in Dallas. Getting the position took 5 interviews, but what Hall Roberts really credits is relationships. As an associate partner, took a likening to me, based on the fact that they'd both gone through the University of Arkansas system. I learned at a very early age the power of relationships, she said. Mid-career, she decided to continue her studies at Louisiana Tech via a doctorate program. There was an entire summer gap before the program started, and she decided to do something different. Why not go to Capitol Hill and pursue an internship, just so I could understand a little bit more of the political process? It was the Bill Clinton years in Washington, and Clinton was also an Arkansas native, a commonality that fueled the side quest. She didn't expect to get hooked. It was just a summer to do something interesting, she said, of her time as a graduate fellow for an Arkansas lawmaker. But when the internship was up, so was her consulting ambition. The bug hit me, she said. I decided to change my whole course trajectory. I was no longer interested in this doctorate, and I was interested in politics and making the world a better place. So Hall Roberts took on another role, this time with a House of Representatives member. A few years in, and her home state senator, Senator Tim Hutchinson, came calling. It was an exciting time, but Hutchinson eventually lost, sending Hall Roberts again looking for opportunities. Colleagues had told her about Durham and the vibrancy of the business community, but it wasn't until her new role at NC Central University, where she would receive her executive MPA, that it all clicked. There, she worked to build diverse business supply chains, engaging with procurement teams in order to open our pipeline to make sure all businesses have an opportunity to participate. It's a mission she continued, not just at the North Carolina Department of Administration, where she led the Office for Historically Underutilized Businesses, but in her board work at organizations like the Dominion Energy Environmental Council and the Board of Visitors for Elizabeth City State University. Hall Roberts joined the Raleigh-Durham Airport Authority Board in 2021, and in 2025 became its first ever female board chair. As Governor Roy Cooper prepared his exit from Jones Street, so did Hall Roberts. She saw an advertisement from the city of Durham. For the last 7 years, I had been focused on all counties, she said. Now, to be able to focus on one county, I thought this would be a piece of cake. So Hal Roberts became Durham County's assistant county manager, responsible for strategic and broad policy planning, as well as its supplier diversity initiatives. Hal Roberts has spent her career advocating for the little guy, working to ensure equity for small businesses, and it's continued in Durham. Amid the anti-DEI rhetoric of 2025, it's been challenging, she admits. But I don't think it's a place that we've not been before, she said. We must pivot, and I think for most of us, we're figuring out how we pivot, how we stay true to the core of who we are, but ensure we're protecting the frameworks and foundations of all those that could be in the direct line of what we're seeing throughout the country. Money is still green, so the goal is still positioning small businesses toward the resources they need to move forward, and she says the wins are still happening. Hal Roberts notes that the term DEI, which stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, is recent. The work that we've done to really grow our pipelines, increase opportunities for small businesses, we were doing this decades ago, she said. The time is such that it requires us to redefine the work, but I think the core value of what we know small businesses bring to our community, from an economic prosperity, economic empowerment, economic betterment for all, is still a very core, important factor of how we communities grow and prosper. And the TBJ asked her some questions. How would you describe your personal approach to community building? My personal approach is rooted in addressing the disparities that arise from a lack of access to opportunities, education, capital, and healthy environments. It's essential to tackle social, economic, and health disparities in underserved and underrepresented communities to foster a more equitable society. North Carolina's diverse and educated workforce is one of its greatest assets, and it's crucial to dismantle the barriers that communities have faced for too long. The work of the Andrea Harris Equity Task Force has been vital in striving for a fair and just state for all residents. My early foundation was profoundly influenced by the late Andrea Harris, a respected community leader in Durham. She recognized potential in me that I had yet to see and actively involved me in community affairs. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? As board chair, I have prioritized transparency and engagement in community building initiatives. I advocated for public comment in board meetings, ensuring community voices are valued in decision making. This has fostered a culture of openness and encouraged resident participation. I also supported Chamber of Commerce initiatives to strengthen economic ties with local businesses. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort that will benefit the community? Resource allocation is critical, as limited funding, time, and manpower can hinder effectiveness. Engaging stakeholders, including community leaders and residents, is essential, but often difficult. Measuring the impact of initiatives requires clear metrics and evaluation processes. Ensuring long-term sustainability is crucial. What makes you optimistic? The growing emphasis on community collaboration and engagement in addressing societal challenges. As more individuals and organizations recognize the importance of working together to create positive change, there's a renewed focus on building inclusive environments and fostering partnerships across various sectors. In the corporate leadership category, our next community champion is Michelle Anderson, the VP of Human Resources at Lexitas Pharma Services. And TBJ asked her, how did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? I have led our efforts to contribute in our community to organizations focused on helping those with vision loss. We have participated in the Foundation Finding Blindness annual walk, both in person and virtually, and in the annual Seasons of Giving charity dinner for the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. Additionally, organized a donation drive for Hurricane Helene relief to donate much-needed supplies and funds to Western North Carolina. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? The biggest challenge is aligning on the goal, which is why I love the Lexitas focuses on partnerships with organizations that serve the blind and visually impaired, while also supporting local communities in disaster recovery. What makes you optimistic? I'm optimistic that through community involvement, we find strength and connection, people coming together to support one another in meaningful ways. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? Yes. Lexitas continues to champion community causes, and each year more of our team members get involved. We look forward to continuing our efforts. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? All volunteer experiences are rewarding. I really enjoyed going to the Moorhead School for the Blind with my Lexitas team and learning about their programs, as well as walking with Lexitas team members in the Foundation Fighting Blindness Walk. Miss Anderson was born in Rocky Mount. Our next community champion in the nonprofit sector is Mary Ann Baldwin, the executive director of the Cooper Charitable Foundation. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? I prioritized partnerships with organizations such as Oak City Cares, the Women's Center of Wake County, Healing Transitions, Wake Tech's Fostering Bright Futures, Henderson Collegiate, Family Promise of the Triangle, and The Carrying Place. Each organization is a piece in the puzzle. Our piece is to provide funding through grants. As a result of those connections and this process, we've helped place more than 250 people into stable housing so far. What's the greatest challenge in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? Whether it's nonprofits, politics, or business, two great challenges are usually getting people's attention and then helping to focus their talent and drive on a viable plan forward. Tackling these challenges comes down to storytelling. It's essential to share relatable stories that make people care, show them a path forward, and move them to act or donate. What makes you optimistic? I'll highlight how encouraged I am now by how leaders, the media, and the public are now talking about housing insecurity. Not long ago, it was common to point the finger at the people experiencing the problem, but increasingly our society is having nuanced, thoughtful conversations about the myriad causes of becoming unsheltered. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? The entire Cooper Tasia General Contracting team is enthusiastically behind the work of our foundation. We are builders. We understand the importance of a strong foundation and a sturdy roof. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? The most rewarding moments at the Cooper Foundation have involved being present with a person or a family moving from doubt and dread into stable housing. And Mary Ann Baldwin was born in Providence, Rhode Island. The community champion in the role model category is Sandy Ball, Chief People Officer of Aspida Financial Services. TBJ asked her, how did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? Community building is a key part of my role as Chief People Officer, and it's something we prioritize in our culture. Because we're a smaller company, we've made a conscious decision to focus our efforts where we can make the most meaningful impact. Our primary partnership is with Kestrel Heights Charter School, right down the street from us. In addition, we've expanded our reach to support a variety of local initiatives. These include Asia Fest, Habitat for Humanity, Rise Against Hunger, The Love and Durham Run, and more. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? To truly make an impact, you need to narrow your focus, but that also means not everyone will be equally passionate about the same causes. To address that, we take a twofold approach. We've chosen to focus on a few key initiatives where we can build meaningful long-term relationships. At the same time, we recognize and respect that our team members have their own passions. That's why we offer 16 hours of volunteer time off each year. What makes you optimistic? More than ever, people are seeking purpose in what they do, and that includes time spent at work. Employees today are drawn to companies that invest in their communities, not just as a side initiative, but as a core part of their culture and values. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? Across the organization, employees are not only participating, they're bringing energy, ideas, and leadership to the table. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? My most rewarding volunteering experience was through the Appalachian Service Project. For several years, we volunteered as a family, working on home repair projects in Tennessee and West Virginia. And Miss Ball was born in Princeton, New Jersey. Another role model is Sydney Batch. She's a partner at Batch, Poor, and Williams, PC. How did you contribute to your organization's community-building initiatives? As a founding partner, it's been extremely important to develop a cohesive work environment where our employees and clients are valued and feel heard. As an employer, we also encourage our staff to participate in community organizations they're passionate about. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? Working on a team is extremely fulfilling and also brings its own challenges. In order to implement team-wide effort for the great community, you have to create an environment where people feel they can share their thoughts and strategies without being judged and ignored. Sometimes that is challenging when others feel their strategy is the most effective. With that, by building a safe space that elevates team members' successes, it's made it easier to benefit our great community. What makes you optimistic? The next generation of leaders. I've had the great fortune of mentoring young adults who give me so much hope. They're passionate, intelligent, and ready to change systems. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? Yes, we've expanded outreach and deepened relationships with community partners. But there's always more to do, especially in making our systems more accessible and responsive to the people they're meant to serve. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? I've volunteered as a child's advocate over the last several years, representing children on a pro bono basis when they're caught between their parents in high conflict custody cases has been extremely rewarding. While children cannot determine where they want to live, as their advocate, I can ensure that the judge has the testimony and evidence necessary to give consideration from the child. And Ms. Batch was born in Boston. Our next community champion is nonprofit leader Sarah Crawford. She's the CEO of TLC. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? I've made community engagement central to TLC's growth, launching listening sessions to improve service delivery and better support staff, expanding cross-sector partnerships, and leading the $9 million Igniting Hope Together campaign that built TLC's first new residence in 35 years. By uniting legislators, businesses, and civic leaders, I've advanced policies and projects that not only meet urgent needs, but also model inclusive, sustainable community development. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? When I started at TLC during COVID, programs and people were siloed, making a communication and coordination a challenge. Building a team-wide approach required clear, direct communication, immediate action, and a shared commitment to work together. What makes you optimistic? The growing coordination within the I/DD community. Over the past several years, families, service providers, and advocates have come together to expand services, increase support, and secure funding. As we enter a period that could bring new challenges, this organized, collaborative approach will be even more critical. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? Absolutely. Our team has embraced community engagement as core to our work. Staff are coordinating more effectively to enhance service delivery, streamline processes for parents, and involve families in planning and feedback. Across the broader community, we've strengthened partnerships with businesses and advocates. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? Serving on the Governor's Child Care Task Force is deeply rewarding. I'm able to share our experience delivering developmental day services to children with disabilities, including the challenge of sustaining these programs, and help shape policies that strengthen child care and support for families and children across the state. Ms. Crawford was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Our next community champion is nonprofit leader Lillian M. Davis. She's the Director of Public Policy and Advocacy at the National Alliance on Mental Illness, North Carolina. That's NAMINC. How did you contribute to your organization's community-building initiatives? My role provides the platform for our legislative priorities to be heard throughout the state. My relationships with legislators, community partners, and mental health advocates bridge the gap of how and why mental health initiatives are vital in today's climate. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? As community champions, we all have similar and/or different priorities, so it's imperative we find a way for all the priorities to be addressed to meet the needs of the community. This will take everyone being open and able to listen, so we're addressing the needs of the community. What makes you optimistic? I'm optimistic that the challenges we are facing are temporary. Change is coming. I truly believe this area is building our resilience and dedication for future opportunities for success. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? Yes. Several community partners have extended the opportunity for NAMI-NC to represent on the planning committee, panel discussions, co-sponsor, and actual champion several events related to mental health. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? As the immediate past president of the Raleigh Alumni Chapter Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, we annually participate in the MLK Day of Service with Rise Against Hunger. This public service experience is so rewarding to pack and prepare meals with members of different agencies and organizations. And Ms. Davis was born in Johnston County. In the corporate leadership category, our next Community Awards champion is Kim Gervais. She's the Community Relations Manager at Hitachi Energy. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? I led outreach programs, building partnerships, and aligning our social impact with company values. I organize events, support education and workforce development, and collaborate across all parts of our business to ensure our initiatives reflect our core values. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? One of the greatest challenges is balancing our demanding day-to-day responsibilities with the time and coordination needed for meaningful community efforts. Collaborating across multiple business units adds complexity, especially when each team has different priorities and timelines. What makes you optimistic? I'm optimistic about the future because the passion our early career hires bring shows they want to change the world. I'm excited that we'll remain in our current building at NC State University for the next decade, giving us a stable home base to grow our impact. I'm inspired by our engineers, who are working relentlessly to solve the global challenge of meeting fast-growing energy demand and help build a more sustainable future for everyone. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? I'm proud to work for a company that takes corporate social responsibility seriously and strives to be the best community partner it can be. We've made real progress in championing causes across the organization. That said, there's always more to do. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? Working with students to explore STEM and imagine careers they didn't know existed is by far my favorite thing to do. Seeing their curiosity spark and watching them connect classroom learning to real-world possibilities is incredibly fulfilling. Helping students realize their potential and showing them that they belong in these spaces makes every moment worthwhile. Our next Community Champion Award honoree is role model Beth Goldstein. She's the president and founder of Central Dermatology Center. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? By integrating service into daily practice. I mentor staff who often advance into medical careers, strengthening the healthcare workforce. Our office leads philanthropic initiatives as part of our culture, where we're always seeking to give back to our community. Some of our recent initiatives include product donations to food banks and shelters, drives supporting the Orange Rape Crisis Center, and book collections for children's hospitals. I also provide community talks on skin health and cancer prevention, empowering especially seniors. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort for the community? One is the abundance of worthy causes across our larger footprint. With so many areas of need, it can be difficult to focus our collective energy in a way that resonates with everyone. Engaging staff consistently also requires careful planning. What makes you optimistic? I'm optimistic that by cultivating a culture of giving back, this legacy will permeate our entire organization. When service becomes part of our shared identity, it not only benefits the community, but also strengthens our team's sense of purpose. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes in the past year? Yes. I've seen progress as our team increasingly embraces community causes through donation drives and educational outreach. Staff participation has grown, and there's a stronger awareness of how small, consistent contributions make a real impact. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? For me, the most rewarding volunteer experience is not one single event, but the daily commitment to finding ways to help. The privilege lies in knowing even small gestures matter. And Beth Goldstein was born in Milledgeville, Georgia. Our next honoree is nonprofit leader Joyce Harper. She's the CEO of Freedom House Recovery Center. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? Freedom House recently celebrated 50 years of service, a milestone I was proud to lead. 18 months before our anniversary, I launched a campaign to rekindle excitement through social media, newsletters, testimonials, and events across all the counties we serve. The celebration honored our history while inspiring confidence in our future. Even after the festivities ended, I sustained momentum through ongoing engagement, reinforcing our mission and setting the stage for the next 50 years of impact. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? Helping people move beyond past disappointments. When previous efforts fail, skepticism sets in and new ideas are often met with silence, not from indifference, but from the pain of being let down before. I've learned it's not enough to promise change. People must see and believe it. Through honest conversations, small wins, and consistent encouragement, I work to replace doubt with hope and lead teams toward a better future. What makes you optimistic? After revitalizing an agency many counted out, I believe our best days are ahead. We're expanding our proven recovery model to new communities while deepening our impact where we serve. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes? Over the past year, we've made major strides in championing community causes through collaboration and staff-led initiatives. From mental health awareness partnerships to harm reduction education, service is now part of our culture. Still, meaningful change is ongoing. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? I'm an active member of Delta Sigma Theta sorority, serving my community through initiatives focused on education, economic development, health, and social action. Last year, my chapter awarded over $28,000 in scholarships to Johnston County students and $5,000 for small business development. And Joyce Harper was born in Queens, New York. The next community champion is nonprofit leader Vinod Jindal. He's the executive board chairman of NCIAP People's Medical Care. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? One of the greatest challenges is bringing people together with different backgrounds, schedules, and priorities to work toward a shared goal. It takes patience, communication, and trust building to align everyone's efforts. Limited resources and funding can also make teamwork harder, but with commitment and community support, these obstacles can be overcome to create lasting impact. What makes you optimistic? I'm optimistic about the growing awareness that healthcare is a basic human right. More people and organizations are coming together to support underserved communities, which gives me hope that we can expand access, improve health outcomes, and strengthen trust. With continued collaboration, innovation, and compassion, I believe we can build a healthier and more connected future for all. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? We've made progress by reaching more patients, building new partnerships, and raising awareness in the community. But more needs to be done. We need steady funding, more volunteers, and programs that can last long term. With support, we can keep growing and helping more people. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? Helping patients at our nonprofit clinic, NCIAP People's Medical Care. Seeing people who had no access to health care finally receive the care they need is deeply fulfilling. Watching their relief and gratitude reminds me why I chose this path. It's rewarding to know that by giving time and effort, I can help change lives and strengthen our community. And Vinod Jindal was born in India. Our next honoree is corporate leader Laura Kiefer. She's the vice president and team leader at Southern First Bank. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? By staying actively involved beyond just my professional role. I volunteered my time with local nonprofits, helped organize community events, and connected nonprofit leaders with resources and people who could support their mission. I also make it a priority to listen and understand what these organizations truly need so I can advocate for them and help strengthen their impact. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? Aligning everyone's priorities and schedules. Each team member brings unique responsibilities, so finding common ground and creating buy-in requires strong communication and leadership. Another challenge is sustaining momentum over time. It's easy to generate initial enthusiasm, but it takes planning accountability, and resources to carry the effort to completion. Finally, measuring impact can be difficult. What makes you optimistic? The way communities are leaning into collaboration. I've seen how bringing people and organizations together can create real, lasting change. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? As a bank, we have seen meaningful progress in championing community causes through our organization over the past year. There's been an increase in volunteer participation, more partnerships with local nonprofits, and initiatives that directly address community needs. What is your most rewarding volunteer experience? I have many rewarding volunteer experiences, from the Habitat for Humanity of Wake County to volunteering with the Salvation Army Food Pantry and holiday seasons to being a member for the board of the Note in the Pocket, to teaching financial literacy to kids with communities and schools of Wake County, and working with TriBoR, that's Triangle Board of Realtist, R-E-A-L-T-I-S-T, to help promote home ownership. And Laura Kiefer was born in Guinea in West Africa. Our next honoree is nonprofit leader Lena Mehta. She's the board chairperson at Piedmont Health Services. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? Engaged in the National Association of Community Health Centers Committee to ensure Piedmont Health Services alignment. Gained board support for innovative programs that enable community members to access primary care. As a result, PHS has expanded access to primary care for underserved populations by the addition of 2 mobile units and 2 clinical sites in Chapel Hill and Sanford. Encouraged board to govern with transparency and accountability that has strengthened PHS's community trust. What is the greatest challenge in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? The top 3 challenges are: 1, identifying a team that is directly connected with the community members; 2, seeking buy-in from the team for collaboration, communication, and focus; and 3, showing grit to be innovative or apply best practices in place of repeating processes from the past. What makes you optimistic? I am optimistic about PHS having passionate and accountable staff who coordinate care from end to end for each patient to have an exceptional experience. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization in the past year? Yes. Based on the needs in the community, PHS has expanded access to primary care using mobile units for dental and medical services. PHS has opened new sites in Chapel Hill for dental care, in Sanford for primary care, and at a school in Sylvan for behavioral health care. With government funding cuts, PHS faces challenges to expand the necessary school-based care, both physical and behavioral. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? To support access to quality primary care, including preventive health care services for all in the Triangle, because I believe that, like housing and nutrition, health care is a basic necessity for all people to be able to lead full, productive lives. And Lena Mehta was born in Bombay or Mumbai, India. Our next Community Champion Award winner is role model Jack Moore. He's the president and owner of Gateway Building Company. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? Each year, I direct company profits to local nonprofits and encourage employees to serve on boards and support causes they value. Over my career, I have built thousands of spaces for small businesses, creating jobs, fueling growth, and fostering connection. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? In general contracting, one of the greatest challenges is aligning busy project schedules with meaningful community involvement. We address this by encouraging employees to maintain a 40-hour work week while giving them flexibility during the day to serve, volunteer, or engage in causes that matter to them. What makes you optimistic? About entering retirement in January, when I'll devote more time to community involvement, enjoying life with my wife Robin and granddaughter Ellie. At the same time, I'm deeply excited to see my son Austin and bonus son Pete Zaleski lead Gateway's next chapter. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? Yes, we've seen significant progress in championing community causes over the past year. Our leadership has reinforced a culture where community engagement is valued as project delivery. Employees are encouraged to serve on boards, volunteer, and participate in local initiatives, helped by flexibility in work schedules to make that possible. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? Supporting families moving forward through its Chefs for Change Gala. Over the years, I've attended and served on the board, helping connect chefs and community members to the mission. By quietly bridging relationships, I've contributed to both financial and volunteer support, advancing FMF's work to end family homelessness. And Jack Moore was born in Durham. Our next honoree is role model Trey Rabin. He's the president of AT&T North Carolina. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? I'm responsible for AT&T's regulatory, economic development, legislative, and community affairs activities in North Carolina. I work closely with state and community leaders to improve the quality of life for citizens by helping encourage private investment in next-generation broadband infrastructure, bringing innovative technology jobs to the state, and deploying philanthropic resources and employee engagement into communities. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? Culture is everything in an organization. A key challenge in developing the right culture is getting team members with varied backgrounds and beliefs to align on shared goals. That challenge is often best addressed through effective communication, ensuring team members understand the larger organizational objective and their roles in accomplishing our shared objectives. What makes you optimistic? I'm incredibly optimistic about the ability of our Triangle community to thrive as we navigate the challenges of being one of the fastest growing regions of the country. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? With millions in the United States still lacking internet, isolating them from digital literacy skills and a pathway to economic opportunity, AT&T is committing $5 billion by 2030 to help close the digital divide. This commitment includes an ambitious goal to help 25 million people get and stay connected to affordable high-speed internet access. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? Serving as a mentor to HBCU students from ethnically diverse backgrounds. As a mentor, I'm able to impact the lives of these students by providing guidance, support, and encouragement. I've been blessed to help these talented students navigate their academic and professional journeys, fostering their personal and career growth. And Trey Rabin was born in Camden, South Carolina. Our next honoree is nonprofit leader Matt Smith. He's the CEO and executive director of the Wake Tech Foundation. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? After receiving a charge from President Scott Rawls, we have created the Reach Partners Initiative. This program allows us to work with numerous nonprofits to serve their clients' educational needs and even provided 10 community scholarships to Wake Tech. I'm personally committed to growing this in the near future. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort for the community? Understanding missions, staying in lanes, focusing on what's really needed as opposed to what we think is needed, and funding. What makes you optimistic? The role of the community college in the higher education ecosystem. We have 74,000 students at Wake Tech. We're the most crucial link in education and provide the greatest ROI. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? I'm energized that as community needs grow, and they have, I have personally seen business and industry step up to help fulfill needs for those less fortunate. The Wake Tech Foundation has had 5 record years of fundraising in a row. The numbers are great, but I'm more excited that our shared message is resonating. We must focus on economic mobility and good jobs. Yes, this region is one of the best in the country for jobs and life, but if you're born poor, there's a good chance you'll stay poor. So many of us are doing all we can to break that cycle, and we need our partners in business and private philanthropy to champion our work. What's your most rewarding volunteer experience? I love working with Partnerships for Transformation as they initiated the Figgy Pudding Caroling Competition to benefit Wake Tech's Fostering Bright Futures program. Matt Smith was born in Winston-Salem. Next honoree is role model Philip Sostak. He's the principal of Sostak Design. How did you contribute to your organization's community building initiatives? I have made community building inseparable from the mission of Sostak Design. Under my leadership, the firm earned recognition as an A1A or AIA, emerging professional-friendly firm for mentoring young architects in both design expertise and civic responsibility. Through landmark projects like DPAC, the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fitcher, and the NC Museum of Art in Winston-Salem, I have advanced opportunity, engaged the public, and supported workforce development while as advocacy director for AIA North Carolina, mobilizing 2,600 architects statewide. What are the greatest challenges in implementing a team-wide effort to benefit the community? Alignment, helping everyone see the work as central, not extra. Balancing client demands with mentorship, advocacy, and broad community requires persistence, as does sustaining engagement over time. Ensuring equity and access also takes deliberate effort. What makes you optimistic? The rising generation of architects and designers in North Carolina. We're seeing some of the most talented young professionals in the country, individuals who combine design excellence with a genuine sense of responsibility to their communities. Their creativity, resilience, and commitment to service give me confidence that North Carolina will continue to lead nationally in shaping environments that are both beautiful and impactful. Have you seen progress toward championing community causes across your organization? In the past few years, I've seen our younger staff lead the way in championing community causes, from pro bono work at the UNC Community Garden and designing doghouses for Barkitecture and engaging in women in architecture. These efforts reflect their passion for connecting design to community needs. Going forward, I want to deepen these partnerships and create more opportunities for staff leadership, making community engagement a lasting part of our culture. Philip Sostak was born in Greensboro. Now the Community Champion Awards turns to our company honorees. The large size company honoree is Abrigo. What are the greatest challenges in implementing an organization-wide effort to affect change in the community? Our biggest challenge is scaling participation across a dispersed workforce, with employees nationwide ensuring everyone has equitable access to volunteer opportunities while balancing workloads and priorities requires creativity, digital tools, and strong leadership buy-in. Has a commitment to community-wide efforts had a measurable impact on your business? Yes, our commitment strengthens retention, builds leadership skills, and fosters a culture where employees feel proud to work at Abrigo. These efforts have enhanced recruitment and engagement, directly supporting business health and performance. What are some critical needs in the community going forward? Will you see a need for greater access to career readiness programs, financial literacy, resources, and health and safety training, particularly CPR and AED, that's automated external defibrillator certification, so that more lives can be saved in our communities? What's the most impactful community-wide effort your organization has implemented over the past year? Our CPR and AED certification initiative has been the most impactful, with nearly 200 employees trained within 3 months. This effort not only prepares us to save lives, but also exemplifies how a personal story can mobilize an entire workforce toward meaningful change. Abrigo's top triangle executive is Jay Blandford, the CEO. They have 636 employees, and they were founded in 2019. In the medium-sized company category, our honoree is ARC Technology Consultants. What are the greatest challenges in implementing an organization-wide effort to affect change in the community? Our greatest challenges include ensuring engagement across multiple offices, balancing business demands with volunteer commitments, and selecting initiatives that resonate with both employees and local communities. Has a commitment to community-wide efforts had a measurable impact on your business? Yes, through ARC Cares, we built deeper relationships with customers, partners, and local organizations by showing our values in action. Our charity events and initiatives have generated new networking opportunities, enhanced employee engagement and retention, and elevated ARC's brand visibility. What are some critical needs in the community going forward? Support for education and workforce development, particularly in technology and cybersecurity, to prepare students for future opportunities. There's also a growing need for food security and family assistance programs, ensuring vulnerable populations have access to basic resources. Finally, animal welfare and adoption services remain an important focus. What's the most impactful community-wide effort your organization has implemented over the past year? Our charity golf tournament, which raised over $20,000 to support local nonprofits and families in need. Combined with seasonal initiatives like Operation Turkey Drive and our Puppy Love Animal Welfare Program, the tournament exemplified how ARC leverages its business relationships to drive meaningful community change. And the top triangle executive of ARC Technology is Mike Shook, the VP of the Carolinas. They have 65 employees and were founded in 2022. Among giant-sized companies, the honoree is Barnhill. What are the greatest challenges in implementing an organization-wide effort to affect change in the community? Finding the time outside of normal operations to coordinate service events. Has a commitment to community-wide efforts had a measurable impact on your business? Every time we give back to the community, we leave grateful for getting to be a part of it. We also become better employees, family members, and citizens, which increases employee satisfaction and engagement and leads to a positive impact on our business and the community. What are some critical needs in the community going forward? There's a growing need to guide students toward careers in the skilled trades. Barnhill is committed to bridging this gap through school partnerships, equipment tours, and our mobile simulator. What's the most impactful community-wide effort your organization has implemented over the past year? A Day at the Mills targets families with special needs children and includes a partnership with the local school system, many nonprofits, and the Rocky Mount Mills, a local downtown destination. What financial impact have you seen from your organization's community initiatives? Our investment in community infrastructure has helped nonprofit partners expand services and improve efficiency. For instance, hauling stone for Shepherd Youth Ranch enabled them to serve more people and attract funding, amplifying impact and decreasing costs. The top triangle executive at Barnhill is Rob Barnhill, the CEO. They have 1,131 employees, and the firm was founded in 1949. In the large size companies category, the next honoree is Enact Mortgage Insurance. What are the greatest challenges in implementing an organization-wide effort to affect change in the community? Even with the paid volunteer time off program and a program that rewards employees who volunteer with funds to donate, employees can be reluctant to take the time to volunteer in the face of busy meeting schedules and pressing deadlines. We combat this issue by promoting volunteerism as team-building opportunities, running focused volunteer campaigns such as our annual Month of Service, and including community support opportunities in company events like our annual Enact Day. Has a commitment to community-wide efforts had a measurable impact on your business? Efforts to support the community are part of our company traditions, and these opportunities are highly valued by our employees. What are some critical needs in the community going forward? Housing affordability is a critical issue in the Triangle, particularly as our community continues to grow at a rapid pace. Of course, many of those experiencing housing insecurity often deal with other concerns such as food insecurity or unemployment. What's the most impactful community-wide effort your organization has implemented over the past year? One was our multi-pronged approach to supporting Hurricane Helene relief efforts. Between the Enact Foundation and employee donations, we donated $25,000. Our employees organized a donation drive for non-perishable food items, our senior leadership team sorted donations at the food bank, and we hosted an on-site sorting event for Note in the Pocket for clothing donations bound for Western North Carolina. Enact Mortgage Insurance's top triangle executive is Rohit Gupta, the CEO. They have 430 employees, and the firm was founded in 1981. In the small size companies category, the next honoree is Step Up Ministry. What are the greatest challenges in implementing an organization-wide effort to affect change in the community? A significant challenge for us is sustaining momentum over time. Community change is often a long-term effort and can be difficult to maintain participation, especially when results are not immediate. Additionally, measuring impact can be complex. Community change is not always easily quantifiable, and Step Up constantly works to identify meaningful metrics that reflect both short-term progress and long-term outcomes. Has a commitment to community-wide efforts had a measurable impact on your business? Yes, our commitment to community-wide efforts has had a measurable impact on our agency by actively engaging with community partners, participating in outreach initiatives, and aligning our services with broader community goals. We've seen improvements in participant outcomes, increased trust from public, and enhanced collaboration. What are some critical needs in the community going forward? Closing the skills to employment gap is crucial. While jobs with livable wages are available, many participants lack the training needed to qualify. What is the most impactful community-wide effort your organization has implemented over the past year? StepUp's most impactful effort this year was hosting a pocket pop-up with our partners at Note in the Pocket, providing clothing, personal care items, and access to vital community resources, furthering our mission to help families move beyond poverty into stability and purpose. StepUp Ministries' top triangle executive is Kalisha C. Stanford, the CEO. The total number of employees is 19, and the company was founded in 1988. There are a few honorees left that we'll not have time to read the whole of. In the giant-sized companies category, there's MetLife. In the large-sized companies category, there's Primo Partners. In the small-sized category, there's WakeMed Center for Community Health. In random real estate news, million-dollar condos set to rise in Raleigh. Condominiums with elevators and rooftop terraces are going in near Raleigh's Hayes Barton neighborhood with a starting price of $1.5 million. Developer Wilson Blunt of Raleigh will start site work this month on 27 townhome-style condos off Oberlin Road north of J.C. Park. And that about does it for this week. Today's program is underwritten by Highwoods Properties. With its headquarters in Raleigh, North Carolina, Highwoods, a real estate investment trust, is committed to making our communities better places to live and work. Highwoods can be reached at 866-449-6637. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Business Journal. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Again, I'm Hugh Bennett, reading for North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.